بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أبا الشهداء يا أبا عبد الله. There's this famous letter that history tells us about that many of us have heard probably, and that is the letter that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wrote to the Bani Hashim. Now there's different accounts on regarding this letter, when he wrote it. Most history says that this letter was written when the Imam was in Mecca. But Sayyid bin Tawus alayhi rahmah, he says in Luhuf that this letter was written after al-Imam al-Husayn left Mecca. But it doesn't really make that much of a difference. The conclusion we're going to draw doesn't really matter if it was written in Mecca or after Mecca. But we'll just take this account, that it was written in Mecca. The Arabic goes like this. It's a very short letter. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Min al-Husayn ibn Ali إلى محمد بن علي ومن قبله من بني هاشم أما بعد فإن من لحق بي استشهد ومن تخلف لم يدرك الفتح والسلام. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. From Al-Husayn bin Ali to Muhammad bin Ali. It's interesting here, he doesn't say Muhammad bin Al-Hanafiyya, he says Muhammad bin Ali. And those with him of the Bani Hashim, those who had stayed behind in Medina with Muhammad bin al-Hanafiyya. Whosoever joins me will be martyred, and whoever stays behind will never experience victory. Wassalam. This is the letter that Imam Hussein alayhi salam writes to the Bani Hashim and to Muhammad bin Hanafiyya. So both are addressed in this letter that Imam Hussein sends to Medina and his brother Muhammad bin al-Hanafiyya. Now, here we have other histories that also say that they add to this. They say that once the letter reached Medina and Muhammad bin Hanafiyya read the letter and the Bani Hashim became aware of this letter, they all came for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam to join him, and they came to Mecca with al-Imam al-Husayn now. They're with al-Imam al-Husayn in Mecca. Although we're sure that Muhammad bin Hanafiyya was not in Karbala. But anyway, some history accounts, they say that they actually came to Mecca. Now here, it's hard to judge, brothers and sisters. If you remember previous sessions, I might have hinted at the fact that Muhammad, the son of Imam Ali, and the brother of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he is a little bit controversial. Some ulama have an opinion, while others have another opinion regarding him, especially regarding his presence or absence in the Battle of Karbala. So some add that he came to Mecca. Okay, so now what are we supposed to say here? Because on one hand, Al-Imam Al-Husayn told, according to that account that we covered before, told Muhammad that I want you to stay in Medina. Don't come with me. So on one hand, you have this order and command of the Imam telling him, I want you to stay there and I want you to be my source of intelligence in Medina, and I want you to send me reports of what's going on in Medina. On the other hand, what do we have? We have the Imam sending a letter to Muhammad bin Hanafiyya, addressing Muhammad bin Hanafiyya, saying, you and other Bani Hashim who have stayed behind, there's two things I want to tell you. Either you're with me and you become shaheed, or you stay behind and you will never experience victory. Okay, so that's a problem we have here. We have to try our best to reconcile it. So he has addressed Muhammad, his brother, in this letter. That's one. Two, some might say, well, Muhammad was addressed in the letter, but here, like Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam indirectly is telling the rest of Bani Hashim that you have to join me. But he doesn't want Muhammad to join him. If that's the case, then why does some history say that Muhammad actually came to Mecca? Especially since some justify his absence in Karbala by saying that he was ill and this illness didn't allow him to come. So if he had an illness, he couldn't make a 5-6 day journey from Medina to Mecca. So these are all different things that we have to deal with when it comes to history. Our scholars that are analyzing history, hair-splitting analysis of history, sometimes they will get stuck. Some will find this evidence more powerful and more strong, and some will find other evidence stronger. And that's where you have this difference of opinion sometimes. The point I want to make is, I personally don't have an opinion here on Muhammad bin Hanafiya, but the point I do want to make is this, that sometimes you will see that some people, they will be offended, they'll get upset at scholars because of their opinions, of the great scholars even. I just want to say that when it comes to scholarship, it's not as easy as it may seem. If we see a righteous, great, muttaqi, alim, who spent decades of his life in history and other fields of Islam, if he has an opinion that we might not agree with, we can't vilify him right away or, na'udhu billah, speak bad of that person necessarily. This is not the way the Ahlul Bayt have taught us. Anyway, coming back to the letter that was written, there's two points that kind of stand out here. All the way till Mecca, in the accounts that we covered or the accounts that are out there, we don't see the term ustushhid, shahada. We don't see this term used. But in this letter, for the first time, the Imam is saying, whoever's with me will accomplish shahada, martyrdom in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a more important point here is the second point that we're going to talk about. And that is that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he says, there will be those of you who will stay behind and will never experience victory. Okay, you will be at loss. There's no victory for you. In other words, whatever is opposite to you staying behind is victory. Shahada is the opposite of it. Shahada equals victory. In this letter that the Imam has written, he puts shahada as opposite to not gaining victory. Shahada equals victory. Staying behind equals losing. It's interesting because from a dunyawi, a worldly perspective, a person who survives is the winner. A person who survives has achieved victory. But Imam Hussein here is saying, listen, it's not just this world that counts. If you look at the entire picture, shahada is what counts for me. The satisfaction of Allah is what counts for me. That's why victory is on the side of shahada for me. If you stay behind, there is no victory for you. That's the bigger picture. That's the otherworldly perspective. But even from a worldly perspective, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Imam Hussein, wanted Imam Hussein to do what he did, so that even from a worldly perspective, 1400 years later, me and you are sitting here remembering what Al-Imam Al-Hussein did. Even from a worldly perspective, victory was on the side of Hussein. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.